Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
We've come for a touch from you. We've come to meet with the living God. And we thank you for your glory, Lord. We bless you as we commend ourselves into your mighty hands and your presence here today. And everybody said, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Today, I want to speak to you about how to carry the glory, or learning how to live in his presence. This relationship we have with God is a brand new relationship. We come out of a relationship with the world, and we come into a relationship with him, with the Holy Spirit. And we need to learn how to respond to him, how to live in this relationship. When I got married to my wife, I discovered that I was no longer a single person. I didn't just have my own life anymore. And, you know, I had to suddenly adjust my life. What was important for her had to become important to me. I had to change and I had to adjust my will. I had to completely change. I even changed the way I dressed to please her. Hallelujah. Because how many of you know when the wife's not pleased, nobody's at ease. But what I want to say is coming into a relationship requires an adjustment. And as we spoke about the glory, the 8 days of glory, I want you to continuously remember as you pray that the 8 days of glory are not over. They were a portal into what God's doing. Everything has changed. Everything is new. There's a new expectation. There's a new move of the Holy Ghost. And God is busy preparing us. And we need to learn how to carry his presence, how to have the Holy Ghost abide on us. Last week, we spoke a bit about this glorious truth that the Holy Spirit ministers to your spirit. We are body, soul, and spirit, our outer court, inner court, and holy place. And tradition and religion tries to teach us to first deal with the body, the outer court. And then if you're holy enough, deal with the inner court, deal with your soul, deal with your issues. And then when you're holy enough, you can come to the Holy of Holies. But God turned it the other way around. We got born again. The Holy Ghost entered the Holy of Holies first, and he changed us from the inside out. Hallelujah. And that's what the glory of God does. It changes you. It transforms you. And you and I need to learn how to receive from the Spirit. And in this walk, sensitivity to the Holy Ghost is essential. Hallelujah. Because real change comes from within. How do you find that when the Lord changed you inside, everything outside just changed? Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand and say, do something new in my life, Holy Spirit. You see, and that's why the only currency for the glory is a hunger for God. Because he answers to that and he comes, and when he touches your spirit, it moves on everything else in your life. Hallelujah. So we need to learn how to relate to the Holy Spirit. And in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is likened unto a dove. It doesn't say he is a dove. It likens him to a dove. And it's very interesting that God used the type of a dove, because we know that the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove upon Jesus, because a dove is a very sensitive bird. It's very gentle. When the Holy Spirit comes and settles on you, the Bible says that when John the Baptist saw Jesus, God had told him, the one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest, abide, he's the one. He was completely different to all the others. Joshua, Caleb, Daniel, David, Ezekiel, Isaiah, all these. The Holy Spirit came upon them and then went. The Holy Ghost would come upon Samson and he'll do mighty feats and then he'll lift. But when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, he came on him because he's the chosen one. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you and I, we are designed. The Bible says we are created for His glory. The Holy Ghost is attracted to the church. Why is He attracted to you? Because you're born of the Spirit. On the inside is Christ in you. Hallelujah. The Spirit created, there's a new Spirit in you that attracts like a magnet the Holy Ghost. He wants to come and abide with you. Hallelujah. We are uniquely designed for that. The Holy Ghost is attracted to you when you're born again. No matter, doesn't matter whether you are clever, whether you know 500 scriptures, the Holy Ghost is attracted to you because you are like that. You're created to be attractive for Him. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost wants to come and He wants to abide with you. But we need to remember also today that the Holy Spirit is very gentle. He's very tender. When the Holy Spirit comes, the Bible says that when Jesus came up out of the water, John saw the Holy Ghost and He came. And He came down and He descended. And then He came and He rested on Jesus. It's like when Noah sent the dove out from the ark. And when He sent him out, the dove found no place to rest. It kept coming back. Until one day He sent it out. And when the dove went out on the day of Pentecost, He found the church. He found a place where He could come and rest. And He came to abide on His church. Hallelujah. And you and I need to learn, we need to learn this relationship. We need to grow in this fellowship. The Bible says the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Hallelujah. So He comes to commune with us. And when you think about the character of the Holy Ghost, His character is tenderness and love. Such purity and gentleness about Him. And we need Him so much. We really need the Holy Spirit because the Bible says He quickens us. Jesus said in John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives life. Hallelujah. Everything that's life in us as believers came by the Holy Ghost. Everything is life. He gives you life. He causes things in you to flourish and blossom. He puts life in your spirit. That puts life in your soul. Puts life in your body. Hallelujah. He quickens. The Bible says He quickens our mortal bodies. The Spirit gives life. We need Him. Hallelujah. To sustain us. The thing about the Holy Ghost, the thing about this truth, the life He gives, the Holy Spirit leads you into experiential truth. The intellect leads you to truth. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, the intellect will lead you to understand, okay, peace is this, this, and this. But the Holy Ghost causes you to experience truth. Amen. Peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The intellect causes you to be in a boat and the waves are beating and the wind is going and you know that Jesus is peace, but you're still in a storm. But the Holy Ghost brings experiential truth. He puts peace in your storm. Oh, glory. The glory that God has designed for the church is so that we can have an experiential Garden of Eden experience. Whoa, I can just chew on that one. Whoa, glory, glory, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost leads us into experience truth. So He comes and he abides and he rests on us. And we need to learn how to commune with him, how to walk with him. Because listen, this next move is the move of the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We've already entered the move. I don't know about you, but I've stepped through the portal. I've put my foot in the place, and I'm abiding, and I'm learning, and I'm growing. And I'm saying, Lord, we're going to experience all that you planned for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the end time church that's going to experience the glory. Hallelujah. 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 And we're not trying to fly away to get to the glory. We understand that we created for the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God comes. How must we relate to him? What must we do? Let me tell you, a heart that pleases God is a heart that desires his presence and longs for him, nothing else. Hallelujah. It is a set apart. It is a consecration. It is a joining to him only. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. When I get married, my wife wants me to join to her only. Hallelujah. Oh, she was saying something to me yesterday. My Lord, how terrible. She's watching this one show. You know how many men, they think their wives are carrying their babies. But while they're out there trying to win, the postman is visiting. It's because he's not looking after his garden. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he's not guarding what God's given him. Each and every, okay, let's not go there. Yeah. Whew, that's a serious one. The do's and don'ts. There's three things the Bible says don't do, and there's three things to do. The things that the Bible says don't do, if you want him to stay, if you want him to abide. You see, there's an anointing within, the Holy Ghost within, but this is the anointing upon, where he rests on you, where his glory is there. Hallelujah. If I'm not sensitive quickly, I can lose the upon anointing. But you and I are created to live with the glory. So there are three do's and three don'ts. The three don'ts, the Bible speaks, it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. And do not insult the Holy Spirit. And then there's three opposites to do. Instead of do not grieve, do love. Instead of do not quench, do hunger for. Hallelujah. And instead of do not insult, do obey. Hallelujah. So learning how to have his presence stay with us. It's very important that I respond to the Holy Spirit, because he's the only one that can lead me into triumph. He's the only one that can lead me to overcome. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want to be one of those the Bible speaks of. He who overcomes, I'll give to sit at my right hand. I'm one of those. Somebody say, I'm one of those. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, we have that. Hallelujah. So how do I ensure that he abides upon, that he doesn't lift from me? Well, in essence, the truth is, be sensitive to him. Amen. Learn that sensitivity. But we're going to look at the three things the Bible says do not do. Do not grieve him. Do not quench him. And do not insult him. When I grieve him, I hurt him. When I quench him, I disappoint him. When I insult him, I offend him. When I look at these three, grieving has got everything to do with relationship. You will love the Lord your God, all your mind, all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. You'll see later, grieving's got everything to do with my vertical and horizontal relationships. Quenching has got to do with obedience, and insulting has to do with my covenant with God. Grieving the Holy Spirit endangers my fellowship with Him. Will you go or you'll come? Quenching the Holy Spirit endangers my inheritance. Insulting the Holy Ghost endangers my salvation. So when I look at these three, when I grieve the Holy Spirit, it's got everything to do with my relationship. I love the world more than Him. I choose sin above His presence. I grieve Him. It's a relationship. I provoke Him to jealousy. When I quench the Holy Spirit, it means to disobey Him, to ignore Him, to turn a deaf ear, to resist Him or limit Him. The Bible says they limited the Holy One of Israel and could not enter the promises. When I resist Him, He speaks to me about His glories. He reveals what He wants me to do. And when I resist Him, I cannot walk into them. So resisting the Holy Spirit limits me, stops me. But to insult the Holy Spirit is to willfully and consistently sin and refuse to repent, abusing His grace. Because His grace is divine enablement to overcome. Hallelujah. It's favor despite enabling you to inherit. Hallelujah. And so when a person insults the Holy Spirit, he's actually, the Bible, when it speaks about that scripture, it speaks of a place of a person who tramples the blood of the covenant underfoot, counts the sacrifice of Jesus as an unholy thing, and there remains there for him no more sacrifice for sins. And when you insult him, you're dealing with your salvation, you're tampering with your covenant. And you can actually, that is the scripture that speaks about the unpardonable sin. So it's very important that you and I learn. Now, please, don't everybody phone me this week and say, I've done the unpardonable sin, Pastor John. Okay? Because if you have, you will not be convicted. Because conviction is the work of the Holy Ghost. If you've committed the unpardonable sin, there will be no more conviction for sin because there's no more repentance for you. Okay, so if you feel convicted, thank God you've not committed the unpardonable sin. Amen. And just respond back to the Holy Ghost. Who convicts? The Holy Ghost. What's the purpose of conviction's restoration? So if there's conviction, then you couldn't have committed the unpardonable sin. Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope I cleared that up for you. Amen. So when I walk, then what I want to actually talk today to you about is that this wonderful, precious truth that Paul says. And it's amazing how the Holy Ghost uses these delicate words when it comes to this. He says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. He uses these very gentle terms and admonition. It's like, do not grieve Him. He doesn't say, do not anger Him. He says, don't grieve Him. So grieving is a relationship that gets hurt. Are you with me? So it's like this. If you've got a friend that doesn't have much patience and you offend him in such a way, he'll remove his mercy instantly from you and judge you. But if you commit that same offense against a loving father, he'll be grieved for you and still draw you closer. Are you with me? I'll never forget the day that I grieved my granny. We grew up in a home with a granny that was the matriarch of our family. She was a godly woman. If we go visit Gran and Grandpa's house, Oma and Opa says, when we go to Oma and Opa, I know when we get there, there's going to be prayer. There's going to be worship. She's going to pull us next to the piano and we're going to sing. She's going to minister the word. Hallelujah. She was a godly woman. She was amazing. In our family, so many people got healed because of her. My uncle developed polio. His leg went all thin and all that. She prayed for him. He was instantly, miraculously healed till today. And, you know, she was a real godly woman. And I'll never forget the day, because what happened is it was our matric year. We're at the end of the year. You know that time when you're casting all off all restraints, almost finished. Yoo-hoo! Nobody can tell me what to do anymore. Amen. Little do you know that when you finish matric, others don't tell you what to do anymore. If you can't tell yourself what to do anymore, that's the rest of your life success, if you can tell yourself what to do. But let's leave it there. But anyway, so, that weekend my parents were going away, and because we were in exam season, they asked my granny if I can sleep there by the house. And it was a Friday, so we went there, and I was ready to party. And because mom and dad are gone, I don't have to answer to them when I come home. And the old toppies are going to sleep by the time I get her. Amen. Little did I know, she's going to wait for me. And we went out that night. I got drunk to the point of being sick. And I went home, and they were there. And I woke up the next morning with a clean shirt on. And the next moment, there's a knock on the door, and in comes my godly grandmother with a cup of tea. Yawa, my boy. But when she looked at me, the grief in her eyes struck me so much. Till today, I remember that. I don't remember really the very nice hiding my dad gave me afterwards. Amen. Those are the days when hosepipes and shambucks were still in play. Amen. Some of the younger generation don't know what I'm talking about. Talking about watering the garden, Pastor Johnny. Yeah, I'm talking about that. My mom gave me the dressing down of my life. But guess what? I can remember my granny. I can remember the grief that was in her eyes. And if there's something that changed me, it was that. Hallelujah. Touched me. Amen. I didn't get born again straight away, but that touched me. Amen. And listen, we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because He loves us. Amen. And He's with us. So we need to learn how to fellowship with the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says here in Ephesians 4 verse 30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Notice that grieving the Holy Spirit's got to do with your relationships with other people. Notice this. You grieve the Holy Spirit by doing what? Bitterness, wrath, anger. That's against other people. That's against the saints. So our relationship in the church is so important. Amen. It's so important you keep clear relationships with everybody. That you love everybody. Amen. And you don't get offended with people. Because I don't want the Holy Ghost to leave. Amen. I want Him to abide. I want Him to stay with me. Stay with me, sweet Spirit. Hallelujah. Let His presence abide. So that is why it's so important my relationship stays clear. That is why it's so important in this church that every saint goes and does an encounter weekend. Amen. Amen. Why? So you can deal with the unforgiveness and the resentments and the bitternesses, because He cannot abide. Hallelujah. When you in the glory, you get your own miracles. When you're depending on others, you need somebody that carries the anointing before you can get your miracle. Hallelujah. Whew. Man, that's a great truth. Whew. Moka someone, oh man, I sense the glory of God. With me. Hallelujah. So it's so important that you and I learn how to walk with the Holy Ghost without grieving Him. Hallelujah. So that you can walk in the miraculous continuously. Amen. When the glory is on you, you don't get sick. Jesus wasn't sick a day in His life. Hallelujah. When the glory is on you, your body is perpetually being renewed. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost quickens your mortal body. Oh, my God, I believe that is the place that the church entering, that place of glory where the Holy Ghost quickens. That's the place where we're going to start seeing corporations. Hallelujah. Not one sick or one feeble amongst us. Hallelujah. Oh, Karabande. Woo, Shabande Kesam. Oh, man. Whoa, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your hands and thank Him for a moment. Thank Him for a moment. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful Spirit of God. That's why those encounters are so important. You can just go and just refresh your heart and just renew your relationships. And I tell you, go on an encounter, God causes you to deal with the relationships. You're offended. You don't even know you were offended. Amen. He calls remembrance that teacher that you had in standard 6. You haven't thought of for years. But there's a resentment in you. And the Holy Ghost will flush those out because He's grieved with them. And He doesn't want them between you and Him. Hallelujah. That's why He's the faithful and the true witness. Amen. Oh, man. The Holy Ghost is moving here in this place. The Spirit of God is moving on some of your hearts miraculously right now and starting to reveal things that He wants you to deal with. Hallelujah. But when I look at that, as I say, these encounters are so important because, listen, saints, we've got opportunities to be offended every day. As long as you live in that body of yours. You can look in the mirror in the morning, get offended at yourself. You ugly thing, you. I mean, that's our life is ordered around us. The enemy wants to offend you. I mean, you get in your car and there's a million taxi drivers ready to do the job. Amen. You arrive at work and somebody looks at you bad, or you receive the wrong SMS. Amen. Offenses must come. But we must not allow, because what does the enemy want to do? Drive a wedge between you and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as much as in you, live at peace with all men. Now, I know there are some people you can't live at peace with, no matter what you do. Amen. But you can have peace in your heart towards them. Yes. Amen. Some people, they just don't like you no matter what you do. Amen. I've got a few of those in my life. Amen. Just don't like you. And the better you do, the less they like you. Amen. In fact, it offends them when you do well. Amen. So you have that. But we need to not offend. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. It's amazing that everything. So Paul gives us the context of what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit. Its context is right here. He says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. So these are the things that grieves the Holy Spirit. It's amazing because the Holy Ghost loves other people. He loves the church. When you have Kentucky Fried Pasta when you go home, the Holy Ghost grieved. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have Kentucky Fried, you know, Greta or Usher. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Or you have pianist Briani. I don't know what your butter chicken. Whoa. That's an in-house joke about a man that cooks one meal and one meal only. Hallelujah. But looking at these things, these are things that grieves the Holy Spirit, that hurts him. Like, let all bitterness. When you're speaking about bitterness, you're talking about unforgiveness. Amen. Taking offense. So watch against those things. It's not worth it. Amen. Amen. I've learned that when people are angry with me, I just go ahead and enjoy the presence of God. It makes them even more angry. Amen. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He causes my cup to overflow. Hallelujah. The wicked gnash at me with their teeth, but they cannot prosper. Amen. Only with their eyes do they behold the blessings of the righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You learn to be the bigger one. You learn to not take the offense. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he talks about wrath. Wrath is a desire for revenge. You know, some people, they carrying wrath around their hearts. I forgave Sister Joanne. I forgave her. But I'm waiting for my opportunity. Amen. And when that comes, I'm going to say, I told you so. There you see, lacquer. Amen. Then when we look at the other one, anger. Anger is based on hurt, you know. The Bible says, be angry and sin not. Hallelujah. Carrying anger in your heart towards people. Anger is murder, actually. Amen. And then clamor. You know what clamor is? Clamor is to desire my own good, my own promotion at the expense of others. Climbing the corporate ladder. People come to church and they think they must climb the corporate ladder. Amen. How important can I be? What title can I amass? And you know, many times, unfortunately, the image that the church puts out there on television that sometimes is that once you got 15,000 members, 300 churches, you know, 50 Armani suits and a whole DVD series, you've made it. You are the one. And now people are clamoring, oh, yeah. And many of the church get caught up with that. But the truth is, a real success is a person who's lived, who's realized his sonship. Amen. You come to a true place of relationship in God. When you do well, they rejoice for you because it affects them none. Amen. Amen. In fact, it blesses them. Hallelujah. So, I don't want to be in that place. We don't clamor. Climb over people to get to somewhere. The Bible says that you must be servant of all. The more you serve, the more you love, the more you humble yourself. Hallelujah. The more humility, the more meekness. Hallelujah. Think of Moses, the meekest man on the face of the earth. One of the greatest leaders. When they withstood him, he didn't say, who do you think you are? He fell on his face. Amen. So, meekness, gentleness, lifting others up. Coming to church is not about climbing the corporate ladder. Oh, now there's a better musician in town. You know, new musician joined, better than me. Oh man, now we must fight. Ron saying, praise God, the worship's going to lift. How can I serve? How can I become less? You see, when God's preparing you for the glory, He's seeing if you can step down. Amen. Amen. This attitude of the world, who do you think you are? Hey! That kind of attitude doesn't attract the Holy Ghost. Amen. Causes the glory to lift. You know, some people, there's a new usher in town. Now they threatened. Amen. I laugh, and I'm naming these things because the enemy uses the same weapon against all of us. Amen. So these relational issues are very important. And then the Bible says, and evil speaking, put it away from you. What's evil speaking? Talebearing. Amen. Gossip. Talking about other people. The Holy Ghost grieved. You think you're doing it privately there with the chummy nut church doesn't know the Holy Ghost lifts. You are the one that's robbed of your inheritance. Of the move of the glory. Hallelujah. So it's amazing how many people are experts at finding fault in others. And tell you exactly why this one and what that one and what's going on with this one and what's going on with that one. You know. But listen, that takes no faith, takes no anointing. In fact, the Holy Ghost works where people are downtrodden. Amen. And the Spirit of God would lead you to see something good in their life. And focus on that and encourage them. Build them up in their most holy faith. Pray for them. Hallelujah. I'll tell you something. Okay. It's 10 to. I've still got 11 minutes. It's 10 to. I've got 11 minutes. Years ago, Pastor Fred sent Pat and I out to the Wentworth Church because there was a rebellion there and we went to go take care of things. Anyway, I start taking the worship team on a Wednesday night and trying to, you know, get the focus back. And every Wednesday night we go there. Now there's this trouble and now there's that trouble and this. So every Wednesday night I'm going there, I'm counseling and I'm working and getting, you know, brother, you must forgive and someone, sister, you know, and all these things are going on. And I'm going there and I'm going there. And the one night I'm on my way, it's about 3 months in. I said, Lord, I'm tired of this bunch, yeah. Amen. I said, how tired must God be over them? Amen. So I went in there, and as we sat down, one person, I said, I want you all to know something tonight. That from today, if anybody here sees an issue, I want you to go pray about it, get an answer, a word of encouragement, exhorting, and uplifting for that brother or sister. And I want you to share that with me if you think you can share the trouble. If you come and share the problem with me, a gospel truth. If you come and tell me about a problem and you don't have the solution, I'm stepping you out of the worship team. Hallelujah. The next Wednesday night, peace. We could focus on loving God. But some people, it was hard on them. They lasted a few weeks and they couldn't take it anymore. They're out. Because they couldn't talk. They couldn't vomit their stuff all over us. You know, like flies. That's why I hate flies, because they sit on your food. They vomit on your food. I don't know if you know that. Vomiters. Cease, man. Amen. Hallelujah. So, guys, seeing the good in others, praying for them, uplifting them. You see a problem, go and spend time in prayer for them. Amen. Sometimes, you know, a person acts a certain way, then I go and pray for them. The Holy Ghost reveals with so much love, this person is struggling with rejection because of this. And then I go, I'm coming a complete different angle. Amen. Because you respond in the flesh, you'll go deal with the thing that was said. Amen. And then when the Bible says, and it says there, and also with all malice. You know what malice is? Malice is plans to harm, actions to hurt, planning to inflict suffering. Put that away. Amen. The day's not going to come. Some of you, right in the back of your mind, the day is going to come. Amen. Today I want you to say, Lord, the day is not going to come anymore. I apply the blood of forgiveness. I apply the blood of salvation. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. I freely forgive and I release them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm looking for their blessing. I'm looking for you to move on them in a mighty way. Hallelujah. 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 So, I need to, and these are all just little traps. What is the enemy doing? He's setting traps because he doesn't want us to walk in the glory. But we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Amen. Amen. I walk with a clean hands. I walk with a pure heart. Hallelujah. And then it's very interesting. He says, but how to do the opposite. Watch there what Paul says. He says, put it all away from you with all malice. Be kind to one another. That's the opposite. This is how you attract the Holy Ghost. Kindness is not seen in the world anymore, is it? It's like people are like naturally hammering one another. Kindness. But we're going to reveal the kindness of God. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory. The kindness revealed through our hearts. He says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Hallelujah. So, what am I saying? What does the glory come to do? The Holy Ghost comes to come and blend with you. When the Spirit comes, I want to show you something here. The Holy Ghost is attracted to you. He desires to be. As when He lifts, He hovers. He doesn't lift and go. Because He wants to. He wants to come back. Amen. He's attracted. So the Holy Ghost comes, and when He comes and His glory rests on you, He changes you from glory to glory into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. As the Holy Ghost works in you, His Spirit meshes with your spirit. Hallelujah. And as that mix takes place, you are changed inside into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. He's attracted to you because inside there is the Christ-likeness. And the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of the glory. That's why there's the hope. Oh, wonderful, 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 wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Come on, just lay your hands on yourself like this and say, thank you, Lord, for Christ in me. The hope of glory, of your presence, you're attracted to me. I sense the glory of God resting on lives here today. Coming to fill your heart with His presence. Oh Lord, we thank you for your presence and your touch. And right now, some of you here today say, Pastor Johnny, I've grieved the Holy Ghost. Listen, he's not pulling away from you. He's pushing his way back in. And how do we deal with grieving? You just say, Lord, I'm sorry. But here I am, Lord, I hunger for you. I desire you. Let him come once again and work from the inside out. Work in your spirit. The glory comes because of a hunger. No matter what I've experienced, no matter what I've done so far, I'm hungry for you, God. Come, precious Spirit of God. Thank you. Now, Lord, I thank you that it's Christ in me, the hope of glory, for your mighty presence and anointing that rests on each and every one here now. This is what you've anointed us for. You've opened a door for us, Lord, into your glory, into your presence, to experience your mighty anointing. We desire to blend with you. We desire for your presence to abide and so mix and blend with us till, Lord, the difference is not seen, but your glory and your touch. There's such a rich anointing of the Holy Ghost, such a rich touch of his presence here in this house today. I thank you now, Lord, for Christ in us, the hope of glory, the glory that rests on every life. That's it. That's the glory coming to you. And as this glory rests on you right now, I thank you, Spirit of God, for the working of your mighty Spirit. Hallelujah. Do something new in my life. That's the glory coming. That's the presence coming. That's the richness that he has prepared, that we might know the riches of the glory of his grace. Lord, the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Thank you that this hope does not disappoint today. That this week, Lord, will go from glory to glory, to new depths, to new impartations, hallelujah, to new dimensions of your Spirit resting on our lives. We love you, my God. We love you. Come, yes, Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Shebanda gabando kobone. That's right. Just keep welcoming him. Just keep hungering for him. Just keep desiring him. That's what he's responding to. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. He remembers our sins no more. He's removed it as far as the east is from the west. And he desires his glory rests on each and every life. We thank you. I see the Holy Ghost opening eyes, bringing revelation to many of you, anointing your eyes to see. Hallelujah. 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 Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Oh Lord. Do something new. Thank you, wonderful Holy Spirit. The things of the past are over. You're attracted to us. Your glory rests on every life. We thank you that this week, Lord, there's an open door of your glory and a stepping into the new. We thank you for what you're beginning here, that you're doing a marvelous work in every life, working in each soul. Thank you, Spirit of God. Thank you, Spirit of God. There's a miracle presence, a miracle glory that is busy settling. I see the saturation like the dew of heaven. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Shabanda gesa barabosi teradabaya, sadorodabosi intarabaya, gorobona. Do something marvelous in my life. Something marvelous in my life. Do something marvelous in my life. Oh Lord. Yes Lord, yes Lord. Do something marvelous in my life. Sun. moving right now, breaking bondages, removing shackles, cleaning relationships, and bringing a refreshing. He's doing something new, something beautiful. And as the Spirit of God moves on you, let me tell you, He's going to open doors, and just by the grace and the love of the Holy Ghost within you, there's going to be an opening. He's going to restore you and completely renew you and renew your relationships. There's going to be a restoration of fellowship. Blessed be your holy name. One more time. Come, Holy Ghost. Do something marvelous in my life. Something marvelous in my life. Do something marvelous in my life. Oh Lord. Do something marvelous. Something marvelous in my life. Something marvelous in my life. Oh Lord, your majesty, I can't but bow. I lay my all before you now, and by your grace I don't deserve. I lift this song, your majesty. As we stand in your presence today, wonderful Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're the fresh dew of Hermon. You're the rain that falls and replenishes our souls. And Lord, we thank you right now there's a reset, a restoration, a moving of your Spirit on each and every life. As you touch and as you lead and as you bless, I thank you for your anointing that abides on us. You teach us your ways, wonderful Spirit of God. I see the Holy Ghost do mighty miracles in this week. Things not expected, things long waited for. The glory, short circuits, delays, causes the plans of God to come to your life right away, instantly. The disciples were rowing all night, the Bible says, on that boat. But the moment Jesus put his foot on that boat, instantly they were on the other side. The completion of the promise. I sense the Holy Ghost say there's going to be the completion of the promise. The fulfillment of the promise. The seal on the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now you're here today with every eye closed and every head bowed. You say, Pastor Johnny, I do not know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. My heart's not right with God. I sense His presence here. Will you pray for me? I want to make right with Him. Let me tell you, God so loved you, He gave His only Son, that if you believe, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. You say, Pastor Johnny, I want to make right with God today. Pray for me. If that is you, lift your hand all over this place. I'm going to pray with you. I need to make right with God, Pastor Johnny. Thank you over there. Anybody else? Thank you back there. Anybody else? I want to make right with you, Lord. I want to make right. Thank you. Thank you back there. Anybody else? Thank you. You're in the middle. You might be here today and you're backslidden. You used to serve God. You used to be a hot. You remember those days with kindness and sometimes with regret. But today you say, Lord, I want to be hot for you again. I want you to pray for me, Pastor Johnny, for God to heal my backslidings. If that's you, you say, I want to make a fresh commitment to God again, Pastor Johnny. If that's you, lift your hand as well. Thank you, Lord. Now, every hand that's lifted, I'm going to pray right now. You want to make right with God, just lift that hand. Father, as these hands are lifted, you see the heart. You draw the soul. No man can come to God unless the Spirit draws him. And you are doing your wondrous work right now. I apply the blood and I rebuke every deceiving devil from their lives. I thank for your touch and drawing them right now. You got your hands raised, I want you quickly step out into the aisle. You're standing over there with your hands raised all over this place. Step into the aisle and come to the front. I want to pray with you. Don't put your hands down. Don't stay where you are. Don't just look at others. Step out quickly and come. As they come, you might not have put up your hand and say, Pastor Johnny, I also want to come. I did not put up my hand, but I sense the Spirit of God draw me. Respond to Him. You can look at me. It's quite daunting looking at the others, see all those faces. I've got more mercy on my face. Thank you, Jesus. God's hand is on you. There's others yet. There's somebody here today. You can feel like heaven is on your shoulders. That's the hand of God on you. I want you to respond. Who is that person? Come, I'm waiting for you. God's hand is on you. The Spirit of God is drawing you. You cannot stay where you are. Hallelujah. He loves you. He's drawing you. Something in your heart wants to respond. Hallelujah. You say, well, what about all these people? That's the whole thing. In front of people, boldly making Him your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, stretch out your hands towards these. I want those of you in front, I want you to just lift your hand like this. I know it feels strange, but it's a sign of surrender. It's okay. And I want you to say, Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me so that you sent your only Son, Jesus, that if I believe, I will not perish. Lord, today, I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus. He died on the cross. He paid for my sins. He shed His blood. And after 3 days, He rose again. Jesus, I believe you rose from the dead. You are the Son of the living God. And today, I give you my life. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I receive the power of your blood. And by faith, your blood cleanses all my sins away. And I'm made brand new. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.